produced by Day One.
Who was the artist?
That's SZA.
Is that SZA?
Heck yeah.
She sounds different.
Yeah, SZA killed it on that record.
You know what? I've never heard that.
I'm glad we put you on there right
you
there.
You sure did.
Wow. Yep. Look at that. We put her on something.
You really did.
I'm surprised right now.
I have never heard that record.
Shout out to Chrissy B. She's live in the building. This is Music and Talk Show. You know, I try to really make this show about playing music for you. You know, the listener, the one who sits back and goes, why am I listening to this show, right? So when I play, you know, music like this or bring on guests or break new artists, this is the formula that we have here. This is why we do what we do here at Dash Radio. The next guest that's coming on today, I like when people reach out and network and then build. And then when they're ready for it, they're like, yo, let me get a shot. Let me play some music on your show. And I'm like, cool. Like, I fuck with artists that do that. Like, I really do. And by the way, this is a 18 and over show. So if you're just tuning in, it's an 18 and over show. I always like to address that because there's no point in talking to some youngsters if they don't get what I'm talking about.
Is that what
the
X is for?
That's what the X is for. X marks the spot.
Right.
Chad Watson is sitting across from me here. He's a brand new artist. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me today.
I'm glad you're here. Look, we're going to play your music, and I want you to definitely, you know, kick back. Enjoy this show. This is what we do here on Saturdays from 5 to 7 o'clock. And this is a brand new song called, is it called Whip?
It's actually called Gone Whip.
Gone Whip. Yeah. Shall we pop his lip too when he did it, man? Gone Whip right here on Dash X. Mike Live, brand new music, Chad Watson. That's what we do here on Saturdays.
Dash Radio.
Dash Radio.
Dash
Radio. X.
Ain't nobody worried about it. Tell me that thing gon' whip. That thing gon' whip. Tell me that thing gon' whip.
Brand new music. Chad Watson. He's sitting live in the building here at Dash X.
Super
Dash
catchy.
Radio. I see you over there, man.
Appreciate that.
Where can they follow you at, Chad Watson?
At Chad.Watson. Chad.Watson.
That's pretty. That's easy to remember.
Should be.
I'm excited you're here, man. Let's play the next record. How about this one? What's this right here?
Oh, man, this is my newest. I just released this about 2 weeks ago. Safe and Sound.
Safe and Sound.
Absolutely.
Let's get into it. Chad Watson taking over the studios here at Dash Radio, live in Hollywood.
Tell me that your man is safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
See, that shit hit hard. Chad Watson, Music and Talk Show. What's next for you, man? What you got planned, man?
Man, actually, we have a couple of shows lined up in Hollywood.
Cool.
Next, the biggest thing is the Backwoods Festival in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'll be opening up for Chief Keef.
Okay.
Oh, dope.
Oh, shit. All right. That's cool, man. So you making some moves right now?
Trying.
You got to. Look, man, if you could just tell the people out there that are listening to this right now and hearing you as a new artist coming out, what can you let them know, man, and just, you know, tell them about yourself and just say, tell them what you stand for right now.
Big up Nipsey Hussle, big influence on my viewpoint, standpoint. It's more than music. It's kind of a bigger, you know what I'm saying, the culture, which you're integral, a part of, and then giving people a platform. So I'm all about the craft, the culture, and standing true to what you believe in. If you keep going, keep grinding, and never quit, you know what I'm saying? I think the universe will meet you halfway.
Absolutely. That's real.
You know,
and being consistent.
You said it, man.
Yep.
You said it. I mean, it's really not. The person who runs the race the longest wins.
Absolutely.
It's the sprinters, right, that they say, that end up getting injured. Right?
Right, right.
That's
right.
What
well,
they
what's
say.
The motto? It's a marathon, not a race.
See, a lot of people really don't understand this concept. You could say it.
And it's been said for years. It's real.
Look, right now, I want to just say real quick, a guy that I knew, I back in the day, it's like 10 years ago, I drive down to Compton. And his name is Bob.
Okay.
And I say, yo, I'm going to go, you know, see what this guy's up to in Compton because he's one of the homies. Homie's like, yo, you got to go check Bob out. I go, and Bob can pretty much jump over, climb, special, hanging from the second floor of a building, go to the third, on the outside of the building, I'm talking like. He was just, he didn't really care. And he was a very spiritual man, and he was really in tune with himself and in tune with the world. And a lot of people didn't like that. And the homie Bop has passed. And I'm really sad about this because one of the homies said he used to have one of these personalities that he could walk up to someone who's carrying some heat and shine that light and let them know how he really feels.
Was he
about
older?
He was about 44.
Okay. Not that old.
That's young.
That's young.
When you are around a lot of people that are carrying pieces and carrying weapons, you have to be very careful. Mm-hmm. Even if you 25 or you 44, like Bob. And my homie had a story. He said this guy was about to start shooting at this one spot. And Bob went right up to him and just hit him with some like Bible verse. Just straight like told him like, what's up? And the dude put the gun down. In this world, we got a problem. Like, we really do. So when you say you look up to a Nip, let's not forget. Let's not forget about the other side of things. Yeah, it's great to do business and think like Nip and do music and all that. That's great. But let's think about the other side, too. It's too much for me. I had to stop and take a sec to talk about this, because whenever somebody like Nip comes into my mind, here comes all the other things I start thinking about. Chrissy B, what you got? I see you got something.
I know.
I was
on my phone.
What you got?
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. And you know what? Going back to, I don't know if you guys, to kind of segue, and I don't know if you guys just recently seen a girl that was on the freeway. I got gunned down on the 91, I believe it was. Did you hear about that in the headlines?
No.
It's crazy. She's 17 years old. Broad daylight, and she got killed by an officer. But she was actually, so mental illness is real, and she was actually carrying a fake gun. They say she had a fake gun on her, and she was pointing it at the officer, and then he actually, you know, like just gunned her down in the middle of the freeway. And it was going back to, you know, like, but you should have seen how sympathetic,
oh yeah,
and like the officer was to her, and really trying to save her life. And not saying that he, but we're not getting a lot of that.
Right.
First of all, you're not getting, and previous, before the story even dropped, there's two cops that were kind of narrating us through the story. Like, okay, so what you're getting ready to see is this, and this is why it happened. It's so much of that going on, but we get no explanation why people are being gunned down.
You know, Chad, how do you feel? Chad Watson, he's our guest today here on Music and Talk. How do you feel about the whole gun situation and just what's going on, man?
Man, I think the state of the things right now, the climate has always been bad. And with certain leadership right now that stokes controversial, veiled, I'm trying to be political here, but when you have somebody in charge that's allowing hate groups to feel more empowered, then there's just more division. And then, you know what I mean? We have a new name every 6 months that we have to put on a mural for, you know what I mean, for the cops and the violence. So, I mean, I love law enforcement. My father's in the law enforcement.
Wow.
So, but, you know, I just think the state of the climate right now is
has
just,
to change.
Absolutely.
It's getting too hot. It's getting too hot out here.
Yep.
You know, where are you from, Chad Watson?
Born and raised, Los Angeles.
Born and raised in LA.
Yep.
Just like me.
Yep.
I love that. I'm glad you're here today. Can we play the next record?
Let's do it.
This third record you got right here. Can you name this right here? I'm playing them.
Running through. This is called Chad, Chad, Chad. Very easy. Chad, Chad.
What's it meant to? That's that new music right there. Chad Watson. Mike Live, Chrissy B.
Where are you from, by the way?
Specifically Baldwin Hills.
Okay.
Yep.
Baldwin Hills. Okay.
You know the area?
Yeah, 5 minutes from me.
Okay.
Specific landmarks? Like the jungles or like...
Above the jungles.
Okay. Right,
2 minutes from Leimert.
Got it.
I know all that.
Okay.
Leimert Park.
Yep. Leimert Park, yep.
Look, back in the day, Leimert Park was popping.
Yep.
It still is.
Well, hold on a second. Project Blowed was up there.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what happened to Project Blowed.
Wait, I still fuck with Leimert.
Yeah, yeah, but I was kind of sad when Project Blowed just kind of, it just broke down. It just,
Thursday nights went away. It's a lot of like dope stuff that goes on in Leimert.
I know, I can't.
I'm trying to get all up in Leimert. Like,
Chrissy, this event, Men in Music, let's talk about it real quick.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Okay, so again, July 21st from 2 to 6 p.m. at Ivar. It's going to be so, so, so much to cover. Two cyphers, live performance, panels, the current state of hip-hop segment, beat listening. Yeah.
You're doing that whole event. That's you throwing the whole event.
It's me.
Third annual. It's Big Talk.
Yep.
Steve Lobel.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
To me, the biggest name probably in music behind 100%. The scene.
100%.
Like you can't.
And he's going to talk about what at this event?
He's going to talk about everything. He's going to give you the do's, the don'ts, how to maneuver in the industry. Wow. He's going to share some insight on his personal experiences.
Wow.
And how to be a successful music exec.
Oh, man.
Like, let's start there.
We need some more businessmen in this music business to guide some of these artists.
And women.
Right now, we on Dash X. Yep. This station on Saturdays, we take over. Mike Live. I got Chad Watson. You got to go follow him, Chad.Watson. Yo, man, before you get up on out here, I had to ask you a couple more questions, man.
Yes, sir.
What's something that you are really focused on for the future of your career that you're like, yo, like, I know music is great, you know, but is there anything else that you're like in the back of your mind that you've thought about aside from just music that you really want to, you know, contribute something to the world? What you trying to do, man?
That's actually a good question. I feel like I've always had a dream to do philanthropy and community work. Again, more so like after school type.
Wow.
Love that. Love that.
I've actually have a soft spot for, it's an epidemic right now in LA with the housing situation and the growing mental health situation that Chrissy B mentioned earlier. And I just feel like if I could, I would like to do more orchestrating philanthropy causes, just giving back.
And you can. I think you can. Just, you know, start with what you have and just go for it. You know what I mean? Because it just takes one person to get the ball rolling. Everybody else to catch on.
Yep.
So I think you should definitely start. We need more people on that mindset. Like, for real. So that's super dope.
Chad Watson, whenever you want to come back to this show, man, tell them about the new video, though, real quick before you go.
Music video.
Yeah.
It's actually The Man right now. We're doing it's close to 2,000 views on YouTube, which I know everybody here knows it's hard to get, but
yes it is.
Professionally
take my hat off
too. Edited and The Man right now. It's actually part of the project we're just putting out. And it's on YouTube, The Man right now.
Oh,
The Man right now.
Yep.
Chad Watson was The Man right now on Dash X. I appreciate you coming through today, man, for real.
You know, nice meeting you. I love meeting new artists.
You brought the temperature up. When you walked in, all of a sudden, I start sweating and shit. Everybody in here is hot. We all hot and shit. AC done went out.
Right.
Well, I'm not blaming you, Chad.